WICB 843, mobile and monitor. How are you this morning?
WRHW 478, monitoring.
WRZB 872, good morning.
Good morning, 872, on this dreary rainy day. On my way to work, how about you?
Yeah, likewise. Just trying to make my way into work on 275 here.
The traffic is early.
Oh, not extremely terrible. Could be better, you know, with the rain. Some people are driving like idiots.
I do know that. Fortunately, I get North Territorial out towards 23, so all I got to worry about is the deer.
Yeah, I hear that. Them little bastards, you never know where they're going to be.
Thank you, thank you. So you have a good ride into work. Thanks for picking up. And maybe I'll catch you on the way home. WRHW 478, standing by.
478, sounds good. You have yourself a wonderful day. Safe travels into work. Catch you later. WRZD 872, clear.
Good morning out there, WSCI 670 on the air and monitoring. Heading up north to deer camp up in Rapid River, Michigan, hitting the Flint repeater right now. And if anyone else is heading up, I hope you guys are all safe and enjoying this rainy drive. Couldn't quite hear who that was just announcing themselves. It was very broken.
This is WSCB 387. I was just wishing you a good hunting trip and safe travel.
Well, thank you, 387. Are you hunting this year?
This year off. I'm a new hunter, and I went hunting the last 5 years. Did not have any luck, so I'm a little discouraged at the moment, and I got other priorities I got to get done. Unfortunately, I probably would be.
Well, don't be too discouraged. I mean, it is what it is, you know. You can only do so much as far as what's out there and everything, but I'm relatively new myself, and I'm just excited just to get out into the woods and break bread with some of my friends and have a good time away from work and all the hustle and bustle. But appreciate your kind words and feedback, and I hope you have a great day. WSCI 670, monitoring.
Maybe I'll try my luck next year. All right. Safe travels, WSCB 387 clear. WSAF 413 mobile.
WSCI 670 mobile to base. Amy, how do you copy?
WSCI 413 mobile. SBS 386, how you doing?
I'm doing great. How about yourself?
Pretty good. Just out driving around.
Yeah, that's what I'm doing. I'm heading north. Just got a new antenna on the truck and just wondering if it's working and anyone can hear me. Over.
I'm on a Detroit repeater in Westland. You're coming in loud and clear.
Awesome. Thank you very much for that. Yeah, I'm heading north on 75 on the Flint repeater, so I'm glad that the new antenna is working better than my old one. Over.
Yeah, you're coming in really clear.
That's good to know. I'm only on a little 5-watt handheld, so that's pretty cool. Thanks for the confirmation. Over.
Well, you have a safe trip, and if you're going hunting, good luck.
Thank you very much, and that's exactly where I'm going, so I'll be in the woods tomorrow morning. Over.
Good luck. I'll be heading up tomorrow morning.
Sounds good. I think you said you were going up tomorrow morning, so good luck to yourself as well.
Thank you. Have a safe trip.
Thanks, you too. WSSC 692, monitoring.
Yes, yes, 386, monitoring.
SKH 780 Flat Rock, both you guys very loud and clear in Flat Rock on this Wilkes on H2. Great, that's good to hear. Thanks for the confirmation again. Still kind of new to the GMRS world, only had my license for about a month now, so thanks a lot, appreciate it. Over.
Not a problem, and I'll be heading up to Onaway this weekend to try to grab me some antlers.
Nice. Yeah, I'll be heading to our property just outside of Hillman, Michigan. Over.
Yeah, that was good. I know Hillman. Yeah, good land out that way, no doubt about it.
Yeah, we're just off the Thunder Bay River. We got 60 acres, had some trail cams out, saw some good-sized bucks in the area, as well as a good-sized black bear, so that'll be interesting. Over.
Yeah, that's a nice little hodgepodge there, for sure. No doubt. Well, be safe, man, and good luck up there. And we'll see you, hear from you when you get back, I guess. WSAH 780 in Flat Rock. Standing by.
Thank you. We'll give you a report out on Sunday when I come home. WSFC 692, monitoring.
WSCY 717 heading up north toward South Branch for the same thing. How's the weather forecast looking in your area?
That is cool. I believe the weather in the Hillman area is supposed to be nice for the weekend. A little bit of rain today. Nice Friday, Saturday, Sunday. Maybe rain again on Sunday on the way home. So that's fine, but in the 40s or 50s, I think they were calling for, so not too bad. Hopefully it's the same for you. Over.
Yeah, it's looking about the same. Figure I'll finish up tonight, maybe sit in the rain, see if anything comes out. Had a couple nice bucks come through. Heard you got a black bear up there during spring turkey season. I came across two black bear cubs in the Huron National Forest just behind our property, and one second thought that was very cool and wanted to investigate further. Second later, wondered, uh-oh, where's Mama Bear? Kind of passed out of there quickly.
Yeah, I hear you. It would be kind of cool to see, but then kind of scary on the other side as well. So, yeah, we've got a pretty good-sized black bear on our trail cam. Oh, probably about 20 feet from camp, so it may be interesting for a early morning pee break, so we might have to carry to go out for a pee break. Over.
No doubt about that. Hang that food high as well and away from camp, but anyway, good luck. I'm going to speak up here in this Jeep. It gets super loud, so look forward to hearing your report on Sunday. Over.
Awesome. Same here. Thanks. WSSC 692 monitoring.
UIUG 488, WRZP 544. WRZP 544, Sheboygan County Bob, monitoring the frequency.
Hello, Bob. This is WSFC 692. This is Brian. I hear you on here quite often. Never had a chance to say hello to you, but I think I've got a good signal now. I wonder if you can hear me as I'm driving north on 75, trying to talk to you in Sheboygan. Over.
Do that, Brian. WRZP 544 for identification purposes. I'll be loud and clear. You copied your early transmission as well, Roger.
Awesome. Thanks for the confirmation. Yeah, like I say, I'm new to the GRMS world, and I think I finally got programmed properly, and it appears to be working pretty good. Thanks again, and we'll talk to you soon. Over.
That, Brian. All good, copy. Yep, you run into trouble while you're up there, give me a holler. The radio is usually on. And just as a side note, gentlemen, here on MIA, it's customary to pause between conversations in case anybody needs emergency traffic on the network. With that, now say drive safely, WRZP 544. Enjoy your GMRS experience. It can be both rewarding and fun and entertaining. We're clear and monitoring the frequency on your vinyl.
Awesome. We'll do, Bob. We'll see if I can get a signal where I'm at camp and see how that works up there. And thanks again, and we'll talk soon. Over.
Do that. Keep doing what you're doing. Enjoy it and be safe. WRZP 544.
WRTX 929.
WSAE 780 Flat Rock, I hear you loud and clear, 929.
Good afternoon. Yeah, I don't use this radio too often, at least not on GMR. I don't use GMRS that often, so heading up to northern Michigan, figured I'd test it out, make sure everything's working. You having a good day today?
Yeah, it seems like everybody's going up north this morning, man. What's the traffic? Where are you at? What's the condition?
No traffic at all so far, so it's just raining, so I don't think I'll do any deer hunting today when I get there, but yeah, I'm over by, let's see, mile marker 122, 75 heading north. My name is Davian, by the way.
All right, Damien, mile marker 122. Yeah, I'll be headed up to Hanaway this weekend, getting a little late start. See what kind of trouble I can get up, in there next this weekend. You sound good at exit 122 coming into Flat Rock on this handheld. I'll be standing by for anybody else. This is Matt in Flat Rock, WSAH 780.
All right, Matt, nice talking with you. Good luck up north, and yeah, take care. This is WRTX 929 monitoring.
WSSC 692, this is Brian again. Just a little bit ahead of you there. I'm at 150 mile marker, and it's raining pretty good here, so just a heads up. It's raining pretty good right now, so hopefully it slows down. Over.
All right. Yeah, thanks, Brian. Yeah, it's just drizzling over here, so yeah, I'm a little bit bummed about the rain. I was really hoping to get up there a little bit early tonight, get my stand and everything set and do some bow hunting here before tomorrow when all the deer go into hiding.
I hear you there, so good luck with that, and talk to you later. WSSC 692 monitoring.
All right, take it easy, Brian. WRTX 929.
WSPS 459F monitoring.
WRMZ 640.
WSBC 277, I got you loud and clear here, 848.
I do appreciate that. Thank you very much. We're down here in Detroit doing some business work, and I figured I'd see this old radio and see if it was working. Back to you.
I'm out here in Cav City on the Mayville repeater right now, just pulling back in my parking lot for work from lunch, so I'm actually going to have to be clear. So this is WSBC 277, and I'm clear.
Copy that. I hear you on your final, and this will be my final as well. WSBC 848 in Detroit, and we are clear.
WRUG 488, WRCP 544. WRZP 544, Sheboygan County Bob, monitoring the frequency.
WSCI 670 just crossing the Mackinac Bridge, heading over to the UP. It's beautiful and windy out here. Amy, if you're listening, hope you're doing okay.
WRPD 448, Kurt from Groveland Township, monitoring the frequency.
WRCP 544, Kurt, good afternoon, sir. You got a copy? Over.
I've got a copy. How are you today?
Rainy days start to open in day deer season. I am all systems go here. By the way, I've been hanging out evenings, hoping to hear you in here. Your signal is crystal clear, and I have you 5x9 there, Roger.
Well, that's very good to hear. I've got a friend coming over with his SWR meter, and we're going to compare it against my SWR meter. But now you're saying I'm sounding good today, huh? Over.
To that, Kurt, crystal clear, very little static, if any, in your background today. I'm gathering you didn't change a thing, Roger. Got one of them electrical gremlins running around, do you?
Probably an electrical gremlin. I moved what I had my power supply plugged into, thinking there might have been a noise on the AC end of the circuit there, but that wasn't it. But I have not changed any antenna wires or anything of that sort. Really, just like it's been all along. Over.
That's why they call it a hobby. That's exactly why they call it a hobby. And I'm a firm believer in grounding everything. I don't care where it is or what I got it plugged into. I'll always put an additional ground in harmonic hums and such. But yeah, Interesting to see what the comparison in the SWR meters is, Roger.
Yeah, I'm going to have three different meters here to compare against. My one meter, he's got the same one, but they don't read the same. And then he's got an old school meter from back in the day that is pretty reliable. Over.
Do that. Good copy. Yeah, I've got quite the Radio Shack here, if I may say so. It's imperative that them old SWRs are, as you well know, within limits there. And I'll tell you what, you can't get a good SWR meter. I run one full-time on several rigs. Haven't invested wisely in a couple good ones along the way, saving my pennies. But yeah, it'll be interesting to see how that turns out for you. And again, pleasure to hear you back up there, sir. Roger.
Yeah, it's also good to hear from you, too. I know Jack was looking for you last night. Did you ever get a chance to talk to him?
Roger that. I was, Kurt. He finally sent me a text, and I replied to the text, but I haven't heard from you this morning. Roger.
Yeah, I just turned my radio on a few minutes before I heard your call sign myself, so I haven't been on yet this morning either. So other than that, I'm waiting on my friend to come over with his radio stuff. It's very, very good to hear from you. This is WRPD 448, Kurt from Groveland Township, and I will be clear on your final, Bob.
The pleasure's on this end, sir. We'll do it again, I'm sure. Best to you and yours. WRZP 544, clear, monitoring the frequency.
WSET 544, monitoring.
WIUG 488, WRZP 544. WRZP 544, Boynton County, Bob, monitoring the bridge.
Go ahead, Bob.
RZP 544. Hey, you're not raking and mowing no yard today, are you, brother?
No, I'm inside. It's raining and I don't feel like, and it's cold. Roger.
Roger that. Wet morning for opening day up here. It was chilly willy this morning, and we're only up to 42 now with intermittent showers on and off all day. Roger.
Same thing here. It's raining here now, but what can you do? I'm not going to be outside now. I did that what I had to do yesterday. I had to, you know, wash the lawnmower and get all that stuff together. And I put everything back to normal, you know, in the garage. And I just got to get the snow blowers out ready for the snow.
Did that here the last couple of days myself. Got all the equipment out, put the sea foam in for the winter, started up and let them run a while. And then I'll move the old snow blower into the garage here, in the two-car, right next to the house here. So, yeah, much the same here. Other than that, brother, you're not missing a thing, Roger.
Roger, Bob, good to hear you. Anyhow, you take care. We'll talk later, anyhow. WIUG 48.
Have the rest of a good afternoon, Jack. Always a pleasure, as you know, sir. WRZP 544, Sheboygan County, Bob, monitoring. RZP 544, Bob up here in Sheboygan, sir. Roger that. You'll be safe out there.
Still picking up on 544.
Watching it rain up here, Roger.
A little scratch is my 795. I'm going to call and let somebody else have a camera. But let you guys know if you can help out there, both of you. Sound good. Hope you have a nice day.
Drive safely. Best to you and yours. Good transmission. A little bit of popcorn and scratching in the background, but you're definitely rooted up this way, sir. WRZP 544, clear monitoring.
Mobile WRWS 538 monitoring.
Station out there for 2-1. This is W. Wait, hey, copy. Station 218. Station out there, 218. WIUG 48, copy.
WRZX 218. I got a copy on you, Jack. Go ahead.
I just want to see how my sounding in this rainy day, because I'm driving about 60 miles an hour. Roger.
Roger that. Yeah, you sound all right. Couple little popping hisses in there, that's it though, over.
It's still raining here in Rochester Hills. How about where you at, still raining?
No, it's gone. Moved on out of here to the northeast. I think it's leaving your area, too.
I just want to see how my is 60 miles an hour. So I have that 2x4. All right, Randall, you take care. A little bit later, anyhow. I go to the topic. I'm heading to Costco first. Catch you later. WIUG 48.
Copy that, Jack. All right. Talk at you later. WRZX 218. We're standing by.
By the way, 600 is open. It's open at 600. So I haven't heard nobody out there. I've been shouting for a radio check.
Copy, I didn't hear nothing either.
Anyhow, thank you later on. Somebody will answer that 600. WIUG 48, we're clear.
Afternoon, Randall. WIZP 544.
Go ahead, 544.
Good evening, Bob. How goes it up there? Over.
Chile, but all systems go here, DLZ, over.
Yeah, Roger that. Well, that sounds good. Yeah, we're all good here. Just, hanging inside a little more often, though, that's all.
That time of year, brother. All right, be safe. We'll do it again. WRZP 544, Sheboygan County, Bob, monitoring the frequency. Clear on your final, sir.
Roger that, Bob. Okay. Talk at you later there, fella. Take it easy. It's WRZX 218. We're over and out.
Bob, talk to you a little bit later. Good to hear you out there anyhow. I was driving 60 miles an hour. I just told Randall that. Anyhow. Talk to you a little bit later. WIUG 48, we're clear.
WSFT 308, clocking in on the mobile.
Roger that, Jack. New mobile safe. We'll talk to you when you get to the home 20. WRZP 544, clear the network of monitoring.
Station 308, you're sounding good.
Just getting out of work here, and no more rain in Flint either, so just cold, that's all. Over.
You're lucky that I got some rain in the air. It has not been cleared out yet, but maybe tomorrow it'll clear out. I don't know. Anyhow. Well, good to hear you, 308. You take care. Have a good evening. WIUG 48.
Right back at you, Jack. Talk to you soon. WSFT 308. Clear.
WSET 544, monitoring.
WRFX 966.
WSBS B11.
A887.
I'm on the road. I'm glad it stopped raining for the moment.
Yeah, that's the rumor. I'm just over here listening to a little bluegrass music, and that's what I'm doing.
Alrighty, I'm just cutting through town. heading over to Hall Road. Well, I'll see you in a few. Happy 6 o'clock.
Watch out for the crazy. See a little bit. Yes, yes, 311. Stand by.
Will do. 887, stand by.
WRZP 544, Kurt, are you by the frequency? WRZP, yeah, right. WRZP 544, monitoring the frequency.
WRFX 966. Good evening, 544 Bob from Sheboygan County. How you doing this evening?
Quite honestly, sir, if this makes me better, it'd be illegal. How about yourself? Over.
Well, my day has gotten much better. I'm home for the day. Yeah, traffic was nuts. Work was nuts. Everything was nuts, but I'm home now. I'm going to go to the refrigerator, get me my second wobble pop, and it's been a good evening. Roger.
To that, been there myself, retired. I put in them long and hard days after 23 years of military service. So I get you, brother. You get home, enjoy and relax. Roger.
Well, next year I get the option to retire with 30 years and I turn 60, so max out the pension and I think I'm going to run. Roger.
Roger that. I retired at 60. It was a long haul and a long road, but I did it. So keep living your dream, Roger.
And then I can start spending more time in my place by Mount Pleasant there, enjoying Mother Nature. All right, just wanted to wave my hand. This is Brian, WRFX 966. Clear on your final, sir.
Hey, 966. Enjoy the rest of the evening. WRZP 544, Sheboygan County Pops. Clear on your finals, sir.
RHW 478 monitoring.
WIUG 488, how you doing?
Good, Jack. How you doing?
Oh, I'm doing fine. How about you?
I'm good. Good. Thursday night, final class. On my way out now. I sent you an email the other day with some information. Don't know if you got it, and I never heard anything back.
I must say, I got it, because clean up this and clean up that. I've been very busy.
I know that. I'm just back in town and I'm not going anywhere for a while now.
Did you go take a test?
On my way as we speak. Been doing nothing but practice tests all day today.
I've been doing that anyhow. Well, and you know what? I don't know. The weather is not that great either. Driving. Back and forth. Another hour. Roger?
I was surprised myself. I mean, it's been misting all day, raining on and off out here. But I actually walked out of the house tonight to get in the car, and there's a little bit of fog out.
And raining.
That probably explains the static I'm getting on the radio.
And even this morning on the base station, it was a static too. Roger.
Yeah, I talked to a guy this morning, 678, on my way to work. He was on his way to work, but sounded pretty loud and clear. No static there. It was just raining out.
Well, I don't know what to tell you. It's still raining here and a little foggy too. Roger.
Yep, I'm going to head out there, get this over with, and get back home where it's nice and dry and warm.
I don't blame you. I'm Howard, good talking to you. You take care. Drive safe. WIUG48.
Thank you, Jack. Nice talking to you. We'll be in touch. Take care. Have a good evening.
WIRH-478, standing by. Whiskey Sierra Echo Hotel, 822 Delta. Calling Whiskey Sierra Echo Hotel 822 Actual. You got a copy? Whiskey Sierra Echo Hotel 822 Dash Delta. Standing by and listening.
I've got you loud and clear over here, WSFK-665.
WCF 401,
WSCS 401, monitoring.
WSCI 847. WIUG 38, copy. WIUG 48 clear. Station 966. WIUG 48 copy. WIUG 48 clear.
WRHW 478 monitoring.
WSBQ 996, you got a count in WRWB 49.
WRMQ 805, standing by. WRMQ 805, standing by. WRMQ 805, clearing the channel. A good evening, everyone.
WSFG 335, trying to hit the repeater.
WSFG 899, I can hear you off the Mayville repeater.
Thank you for the comeback. I'm sitting on here on a handheld.
Same here.
Sweet. Well, thank you for the comeback. WSFG335 out.
WSCI 847. WIUG 38, copy. Well, I guess not out there. WIUG 38, clear. Station 966. Station out there, 966, WIUG, 48, copy. WIUG, 48, clear.
WIUG, 488. WSFP 308, copy. WSFP 308, clear.
WRZ 5544, the boys in County Bob, monitoring the frequency. WRZP 544, station calling, you're hitting the repeater, however, no modulation, over. WRZP 544, any station is net, radio check, over.
WRZP 444, hey Bob, this is Kurt, how are you tonight?
All systems go here. You doubled up with somebody else, which will take a break here. All systems go here. How can you get that done?
Yeah, Bob, that last transmission was a little staticky, like you were drifting in and out. Over.
That. Let's try this again. Is this any better? Over.
Much better. Much, much better.
Do that. I'm in the home 20 here instead of in the shack on a small HD. How'd the SWR readings come out there, sir?
Funny you should ask. It turns out our meters weren't that far apart. When we had tried them before together, we were doing the radio in my truck. Obviously, I don't know why they'd be off that much, but they were pretty close. I've got good SWR on every channel except the repeater channel 30. I'm 1.67. Which is still acceptable, but obviously we'd all like a little lower. Over.
Good copy. As I'm sure you've studied and well aware of, doesn't matter what you're running, your transceiver, HT, base station, coax, it's all in your, ends up being your antenna. Ideally, I am my military communication system. Anything under 2 is acceptable, and then it needs to be reevaluated and looked at and see if there's anything you can do with it, Roger.
Copy that. I thought about adding a ground plane kit for it, because I have a second antenna and a ground plane kit. I was playing around with a portable antenna. The only problem is, in my current state of health, I can't get up there to put the ground plane on. I can't even lift the darn ladder. Over.
Same boat as you're well aware of my situation as well. I have to reach out to get folks over here to help me see them and put up there and send you some stuff. Yeah, find somebody, and a ground plane will make a big difference there. I run a tram dual van, and as a matter of fact, I just bought another one for this winter. I'm going to bring my KG1000 in from the radio shack here in the living room for this winter and put that same antenna I have on the tower out here on a trellis on my front porch and run that with the ground plane. Yeah, you can't go wrong with that ground plane either. And as you know, a simple tie thing will suffice, Roger.
Yeah, copy that. I'm going to have to get my neighbor over here to help me with that. He has no fear of heights. He's 10 years older than me, so, but other than that, everything else looks okay, and I guess I'm pretty happy with my setup at the moment. I will install a ground plane as soon as I'm able to, though. Over.
That. Refresh me. Walk me through your setup again with your transmitting on coax and antenna. Over.
Radiodity,
DB40. I've got really, really crappy coax going out about 25 feet, you know, around my bedroom, out the window, up the side of the house. I've got a generic name, 18-inch, looks more like a marine antenna, but it's a DMR antenna. I've got two of those. They were only like $28 on Amazon a piece. Again, I was going to make a portable one, and then I've got the one that's up on the roof. Couldn't even tell you the name. It is not a high-quality antenna like a tram or anything like that. It's really a name I can't even pronounce, but fits the budget and seems to fit still right now. Over.
Nothing wrong with your setup. Yes, there's room for improvement, and yes, I've had to save my penny for generations to put my shack together. The one thing you could probably improve on would be that antenna height and your ground plane. Tram makes a $69 grade antenna that I run, and I bought another one, as I said, to put here outside my living room. When I bring my radio chat station in the house here for the winter instead of this HT I'm on. So no, what you're operating on and what you've achieved, you're still crystal clear. There's popcorn in the background, and that's to be expected, as I'm sure you experience on your end with me being on my HT. Over.
Yeah, copy that. You know, nobody likes to hear that, you know, somebody's hearing popcorn on their end, but, you know, if I'm coming in clear again, that's all I can ask for. I do have a better grade coax here. I just haven't gotten around to installing it. And then also a few people in the network have said, don't change anything because you sound real good. So I've been reluctant to even change anything, but I'm going to definitely do the ground plane. Over.
That. I've been in situations with a Trick 77 and had to throw a long wire up in the top of a jungle tree to make communication. As long as you can be heard and understood without disturbing the network, in my book, brother, yeah, you're definitely top shelf, and I can hear you, you're clear, and it's a little bit of interference on any band, depending on conditions, is most certainly acceptable. Over.
Copy that. Thank you very much. Makes me feel good. Anyway, I will... he's sitting here monitoring. This is WRPD-448 for identification purposes. What do you got going on the rest of your night, Bob?
Like I said, here in the living room, I am going to work on a couple laptops that I've replaced that were outdated, and updating software on new laptops and transferring files this evening, and as you know, my sleep habits vary. There's some very, very interesting conversations late in the evening and wee hours when Professor Don was around, and there's a gentleman over in Ohio, Stan, ex-railroad retired man. We have some great conversations on theory and gremlins, so always a pleasure, so I'll be here all evening as well. Over.
Copy that. It's been a little while since I've spoken with Dan. Have you spoken with him recently then? I take it you have?
I have quite a bit, and as a matter of fact, if I was in the shack, I'm 99% nine sure in my log. He did ask if I had heard from you, and I did pass the Q5. That you were working on your communication status. Over.
Wow, copy that. Well, that's cool. Yeah, he seems like a really nice guy. You know, the conditions and, you know, being able to get over the lake like that is pretty cool. Over.
Well, I agree wholeheartedly. From the beginning of the MIA system, as you know, I'm 100% disabled, and I don't get around like you do very well. But I do get around, and I'm an old CB band as a kid, long wire, making crystal radios kind of kid. Ended up in the military in communications. But long story short, sir, it's great to have the opportunity to communicate with my loved ones when I do go out and about here in the wilderness and such. And God forbid the proverbial brown stuff hits the rotary device. Here with the MIH system, we have the capabilities of communicating with other gentlemen and folks of an extraordinary league, if you will. Over.
Absolutely. I wholeheartedly agree. I've mentioned, I believe, that